on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
A Southland Amber Alert was issued Monday for a mother and her 18-month-old son kidnapped in South Los Angeles, allegedly by the boy's father. The suspect is 22-year-old Luis Avalos, a documented gang member convicted of firearms charges and domestic violence. The child and the mother have since been found, but the suspect has not. News reports say the boy's mother and boy were seen being forced into Avalos' car. One report said the woman's mother heard her scream, "Let me go." Avalos is described as being 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 140 pounds, with a tattoo on his left cheek with the name Sabrina, a tattoo of red lips on the right side of his neck, and a tattoo of a rosary around his neck. He was driving a 2006 Chevy Impala with tinted windows. The license plate is 7LPF713. Anyone who spots the vehicle, suspect, or victims who have been found, again, call Los Angeles Police, 877-527-3247.
Very helpful, isn't it, of these young gentlemen to put a tattoo on the face.
Yeah, makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Pick me. Right. Find me.
Now more local stuff, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Laguna Beach lifeguards rescued 4 members of an Anaheim family who were on a disabled powerboat Sunday evening when waves pushed it into a shoreline reef. Boat owner Alberto Vumigo took his wife, daughter, and infant baby out for a Sunday outing that turned treacherous when their 18-foot vessel lost power. Kelp ensnared the propeller of the outboard motor, and the captain was unable to restart the engine. Wind and waves pushed the vessel onto rocks, jutting from the water and in the surf line. Rescuers slid the boat, now taking on water, off the rocks, through the surf line and onto the shore, allowing 2 passengers to return to land at the sand. Other guards assisted the boat owner and his daughter stranded on the rocks. Lifeguard Kevin Snow says they were very fortunate to get on the rock without anything happening.
Interesting. Wow. It is really choppy out there. That point, I mean, that's a scary point, I think. You see surfers up there surfing, and I always think, wow, that must be, that's a dangerous spot.
Yeah.
A lot of rocks.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're in a tiny powerboat, it sounds like. It's just got an outboard motor, which, first of all, you really shouldn't be in the open water with that. I'm picturing a small, like, lake-faring boat that is not very seaworthy. So that got stuck in kelp, which will happen with an outboard motor.
Yeah.
And then it just got slowly pushed into shore and into the rocks. Very dangerous. They got on the rock, and then they were able to be rescued.
It's the kelp, man. I'm telling you, that kelp, we regrew it. It was a mistake. Millions of dollars raised to get the kelp going again.
There's a whole day dedicated to kelp protection.
Well.
Kelp day.
Look what happens. See? Careful what you wish for.
Don't listen to him, people.
Kelp people.
KX93.5 supports the kelp. We do not condone Jason Fetty's behavior. All right, next up, Laguna Beach will hold the city's 3rd public design workshop to discuss the village entrance project on April 13th. This is still a thing. Input from earlier sessions led to the creation of a preliminary design, which will be the focus of the workshop to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Susie Q Center.
Do you know what makes me crazy about this? They're still using words like preliminary.
It's still preliminary.
Been going on for 30 years.
The village entrance project is intended to beautify an area near Forest Avenue and Laguna Canyon Road that includes the Forest Laguna Canyon lot. Plans call for a landscaped area with a pedestrian and bicycle pathway and exterior renovation of the sewer digester building. The city has tried for decades to refurbish this idea. Plans at one point included a parking structure, but city council nixed that structure after strong public opposition. They really should have changed the name of the whole thing. Village Entrance, it brings up this horrible connotation in people's minds. They should have called it now the entry gardens, because it's landscaping now. It's landscaping and fixing a building.
We could just switch it around and call it an exit. Same thing, isn't it?
It's also an exit.
What about like we build one of those, like, I was in Japan recently, these huge Buddhas, 30, 50 foot Buddha things. Let's do something really over the top and artistic. That's my view now.
You want a giant Buddha?
I want a giant Buddha.
Let's just build a Shinto shrine.
Yeah, something cool.
Well, it is still going on, but the good news is the city will let you weigh in as usual. So again, that's April 13th at Suzy Q Center.
Right.
Coming up, let's talk again separately about the undergrounding of the utility wires along Laguna Canyon Road. That traffic has started to be impacted, and people have a lot to say about it on our Facebook. So we'll go over that shortly.
All right. Well, just keep it here, will you? It's Daily Scramble Live.